Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Sunday, the 27th of September, weekend edition. Starting off with a similar group where it's been a rather painful ride since the shares came back from suspension. But it looks as though after being very oversold, a sub 20 RSI on Thursday, and also effectively rebounding off what was December support, we've broken the falling wedge, which has been in place since the beginning of the month. And an end of day close and end of week close above 23 pence should be enough to trigger some kind of recovery here. Perhaps best case scenario here up to the top of that triangle I've drawn from beginning of August and the 50-day moving average area at 38 pence over the next few weeks. Obviously, the stop loss is back below Friday's floor at 20 pence. On to 4D Pharma, where we've had slow but steady progress of late. Here you can see the rising trend channel from the latter part of July. A bit of a logjam here around the 150 to 170 area. Ideally, we see an end of day close above 170 or 171 if you want to be fussy. And that would take the shares up to the top of the triangle, or top of the channel rather, from July as high as £2.10, hopefully by the end of next month. Stop loss back below 150 and back below the floor of the channel is probably sufficient. Onto a stock which is arguably the best looking chart and chart setup of the day. Nice triangle break on Friday for E Therapeutics. And also, obviously, recent support coming in at and above the 50-day moving average at 13.5 pence. While we're above the 50-day line, looking for further significant progress as high as the top of that May trend channel, currently pointing at 27 or even 28 pence. And hopefully that would be seen over the next 4 to 6 weeks. So a nice risk-reward setup and a strong-looking breakout there at the end of the week. Stock which is perhaps rather earlier in its development in terms of being a recovery situation is Location Sciences, but we have had for the end of the week a double floor at 0.4 pence and providing a reasonably good stop loss area for the shares. Clearly, we need to break that sort of the upper 0.5, so 0.57, which was the intraday high of September. But if you want to jump the gun on the basis of the RSI rebound at oversold 30, you might have an excuse to do so now. And probably just waiting now really for another end of day close above the 50-day moving average, currently at 0.47, really to back the idea of a lasting recovery here. But if we do break out through the upper 0.5s, the big target here over, I suppose, the next two to three months or the 2 to 3 months following that breakout would be as high as the March resistance line projection there at 2 pence, obviously an initial target there at the 200-day moving average at 0.82, but the big picture one up to 2 pence. Less jiggery-pokery required as far as an oversight is concerned. Here we're just following on from that trend line break and the break of the 340-350 area that we had earlier in the month. Slow but steady progress. Nice price action on Friday with the low of the day being the open. That does suggest that we should at least head up towards 490, which is the top of that trend channel from May. Big picture target up to £7, but obviously we want to see the shares remain above £4 on a consistent basis before being able to look at that particular target. Near-term resistance of 445, obviously we'd like to see that broken earlier in early next week. On to Omega Diagnostics, which I think has had a bit of press coverage today. It's one of the reasons for having the weekend bulletin board heroes today. Nice rebound off the 30-day moving average and above the 50-day line on Thursday. A good green candle there. Probably just waiting for an end-of-day close through 82, really, which was the intraday high of Thursday, to then open up the prospect of a top of May price channel target as high as £1.10. During October at some point for the shares. But at least while we're above the mid-60s, what's that, 66 on the 30-day line, looking relatively healthy in terms of a potential new leg to the upside, especially after the bull trap there towards 100, which I think narrowly tested the 90 peak of, it was a bull trap through the May peak that we had. So hopefully weak hands have been flushed out by now on Omega Diagnostics. I forgot to look at Integumen earlier in the week. Well, I looked at it earlier in the week when I think it was around 70 pence, and obviously the rug was pulled on that day on Thursday. I suppose in theory we hit a line of resistance there from July, but then the rug was well and truly pulled. I suppose there's a 50% chance, hopefully more than 50% chance, that the low of Friday at 28 pence will be the low after flushing people out from 70 pence plus. A bit of a risk of, let's say, a little bit low around 25, which is an uptrend line there from March. But that's probably the limit of what we're going to see in terms of the downside now. We've bear trapped below 28 pence. Well, it double bottomed on 28 pence on Friday, so that is a positive sign. But maybe just the risk of 25 pence, if you allow for 25 pence, you'd probably be okay with Integumen. Otherwise, an end-of-day close back above the 50-day line, just under 31 pence on Monday or Tuesday, could be the green flag for traders that they're looking for. Ideally, it would also be nice to see the RSI currently at 44 back above neutral 50, because that normally gives us a better leading indicator than just looking at support and resistance and moving averages. Another stock which had the rug pulled from it and has been requested is SafeStyle. Very similar picture actually here with the move that we had. In fact, there we had a low put in, which is why there's a risk of 28 pence not being the low for Integumen, but we had a low there, we had a rebound, dead cat pounce off that, and then finally we actually hit 25 pence. So watch out for that in terms of Integumen. But here, probably just looking now for an end of day close through Friday, through Thursday's high at 32 pence to then signal that we could head back up towards the 40 or 45 area to retest the dead cat bounce that we had earlier last week. On to an easier situation, but one which has a decent technical signal, I think, at the moment, and that's Tiziana. Thursday looked as though it was a one-day bear trap below that uptrend line from March. We went down to 120, retesting the lows of the month. So 120 looks as though it's relatively well fixed in terms of support, and a nice close on Friday above the 20-day moving average. So at least while we're above Friday's low at 128, another retest of the 50-day moving average area at 161, maybe a bit higher, could be on the cards for Tiziana. And who knows, after that, the shares may then try and relive some of the old glories of July towards the £3 level. On to Vela, which has an interesting setup at the moment. We've hit a rather obscure line there from March. That was around Thursday's low point, 0.06. So above that, potential recovery situation for the shares. Also, we closed on Friday above the 50-day moving average, just under 0.08. So above the 50-day line, certainly looking for maybe 0.11, 0.12 as a destination over the next week or two for the shares. So a little bit more encouraging there for Vela after the rug pulled in that particular situation. Finishing off with Webis, which may be an early bird situation for people to look at. September resistance around the 1.45 area, 200-day moving average at 1.47. So looking for an end-of-day close through the 1.47 area. And if we can get that over the next few sessions, who knows, we might be able to hit the top of that broadening triangle from June, heading towards 2.1 or 2.2 pence again sometime during October. Stop loss area obviously back below 1.2, and ideally the shares don't go back below even 1.3, the Friday support area. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.